Episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. A lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies we melt in when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy. But always fly. Sometimes shy. The Can Man guy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. How's it going?
It's going well.
Joining me tonight for episode 99 of the Can Man Show. It's a whole room full of people at Dublin City Pub,
it's
where you
packed.
Can get $3 Guinnesses.
It's like the Subway.
All the time.
Not
except
like
for
Subway,
when they're closed.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
Then they're free.
Like
yeah.
The Subway
$5.
In New York.
$3 Guinnesses all the time.
$3 Guinness.
At Dublin City Pub on First Street Southeast.
I'm drinking one
right
as
now.
We speak.
Awesome, Timmy. Good. Joining me from a he's been a while. And I know we've all been talking about how busy you've been.
Right.
But Timmy Arnold.
Yep.
How you doing?
Howdy.
How you been, man?
I'm good. I've been busy, but some of that has come to an end, so I've freed up some time to come and revisit the Can Man Show, episode 99. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's been forever.
It's amazing. Next to him is Jenny Exotic Princess Ramelsberg.
Hey, or Ramelsberg, according to the typo on my
And then in the background, and across from her and next to me is Corey Jordan, the straight one.
Walk the malls.
Just say
oh,
cock and malls.
Yeah.
It's what the old people are doing.
True.
All right, walking the malls. And then also at the table, he's not mic'd up, but Devlin is here. How you doing?
Say hi. Say it loud.
I almost heard that.
He's nodding.
See, waving doesn't work for an audio format.
And then also joining us tonight, across the room, is Dan-tastic Alpers.
What it is.
If you can even hear it. And then a whole room full of people that came here just to hear the show. And Ellen's here, too. And Amy.
So those are the people that weren't here to hear the show.
And Mike Mulheron's back. And I see Ryan Schoenhardt and Amanda and Nick look like they disappeared. And... or are they over there?
Yeah.
They're over there. So we've got a whole room full of people. So, hey, welcome to the show. How you been?
Peach-tacular.
Peach-tacular.
If I were any better, I'd be two people.
Good.
Still wouldn't have a job.
Yeah. You still looking? I'm back at the office now, and it's weird.
The office.
What? You're a corporate man again.
What happened?
My numbers
slipped.
They found
out you weren't doing anything, and they called you back.
No, my numbers slipped. Couple months in a row, and
it's because you took the studio out of your basement.
It's because you
messed everything around.
You kept sleeping into like 3.
There are windows in the studio.
Yeah, there are.
That would be a real danger for me.
It was nice to see the sun.
Yeah.
Seriously,
I getting
the vitamin D
by shiny birds.
I was
out the window.
Ice cream men, that kind of thing.
Ooh.
Also called airplanes.
Yeah. No, the worst part of it was my neighbor has a Harley, and sometimes I would forget and have my window open, and he would forget that I was working from home and rev up the Harley, or he was doing home improvements, and you know, but
Harley
in a few months I'll be able to go back. I just got to get my numbers back up. So, yay! Hopefully
so you're
before...
blaming others? Is that what you're basically?
No,
doing?
I blame
He's blaming
myself.
Motorcycles.
I blame myself.
Damn motorcycle and Harley riders!
I know.
I blame myself. Before I go too much further, I just want to let you guys know that this episode of the Can Man Show is brought to you by Audible.com. You get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/canman. I understand there's over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, your iPhone, your MP3 player, your Zune. We'll go more into that later. Also, the show today is brought to you by Dublin City Pub.
Woo!
Again, $3 Guinnesses all the time, unless
all day
closed.
Long.
Yeah.
From the time you wake up, that's where I spend my day.
And if you do break in the middle of the night, Guinnesses. Leave $3 on the counter if you take one, okay?
Right. That's right. That's right.
Where's Kevin?
Kevin is still sick.
Is he still in your studio or something at home?
No, he's
sitting there waiting.
He's waiting for the show.
I can't really talk about it, but he really is sick.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah,
he has
medical issues.
He has medical issues.
All of us do.
Yeah.
No. He's got real medical issues.
He's got medical issues.
Whereas I tend to fake
mine. We're hoping that he'll be here next week for episode 100.
Excellent.
So, it's kind of a weird experience calling in sick when you don't have a job.
Yeah, it's not really.
No. But at least we'll call him and I'll say, I'm not feeling well, so I'm not going to do the dishes.
Right. Yeah. So, what have you been up to, Jenny?
Oh, my God. You're throwing it to me already.
Yeah, you're looking awfully svelte.
Catch.
I love your hair.
Well, thank you. I have purple in my hair now. No, actually, one of the things I've been doing is I'm getting ready for this fantastic photo shoot with Richard Barker. We're doing this thing called Urban Fairy Tales, and we're using costumes that were in A Midsummer Night's Dream. They were the fairy costumes from that, but we're grunging them out a little bit more.
Cool.
Since these are urban fairies, instead of like the pointy hats that you would wear as a real princess, we're using traffic cones and
do they still
tape.
Wear the rainbow colors?
Yes.
Good,
no,
okay.
If you can find the orange mesh that we've been kind of procuring stealing stuff.
I would say, I saw you set Thor to hunting out.
I am not naming names, but if something happens
I just
to
did.
Be
He's not committing felonies.
The god of war is looking
yes,
for
yes.
things.
Those are just mild misdemeanors. It's not really that
right.
big a deal.
Thor's
Nobody's
hammer is looking
for him.
For stuff. Yes.
I was just at their house, at Thor and Elizabeth's house, yesterday, and he's like really proud of his comic book collection. He's got this mountain of long and short boxes full of comics. I'm looking forward to, him giving me an actual tour of them.
Setting them on fire.
Yes, burning books.
It brought flashbacks from when I worked at the comic shop years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just am like, I need to look at there. I need to read that again.
It's like,
does he have them in those plastic protectors?
The
It's like geek porn for you, isn't it?
Yeah,
well, by plastic protectors, do you mean garbage bags?
No.
Good one.
Just making sure.
Although,
the more expensive
of geek porn,
ones.
Comic-Con this weekend.
Yeah, in Chicago.
And it's going to be Shatner and Picard. Kirk and Picard are going to be
He's not going to be able to make it.
What?
I just got an email
from Picard.
I think Shatner's going to be
Patrick
there,
Stewart.
But Patrick
Actually
Stewart is not going to be there.
Oh.
Yeah, he stopped being Captain Picard about 12 years ago.
He had a...
just 12?
Yeah, and he does other stuff now.
Patrick Stewart had something come up.
Oh.
X-Men?
Yeah.
There was
this
X-Men movie?
Know,
Professor
I know.
Xavier?
I know.
He got obliterated.
He played...
Spoiler alert.
Now, when you say obliterated, do you mean like drunk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
So what else is new?
Okay.
Anything?
So if anybody has like a fog machine or a bubble machine that
Did
I
you say
can
a thong
borrow?
Machine.
Fog.
Fog.
Oh. Okay.
Fog.
I would
appreciate that. I'm also trying to make a bustier out of magazines, and I'm going to make a vest out of CDs for this photo shoot. So, and I've also procured some mannequins. So
mannequins.
That was kind of fun, shoving all these naked mannequins.
Where'd you find your mannequins?
My husband's.
Did you by any chance happen to see a bunch of them on the side of the road up on County Home Road? There was one day when I used to drive that every day.
There's a lady that sells them on County Home Road.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. I drove by one day, and there's like 50 mannequins, like half mannequins, like crawling out of the ground.
Yeah, she's got a barn full of them.
It's really scary.
We went and looked at this, and it's like
headless
mannequins. Mannequins and different body parts, and it's creepy.
When I had the Frightmare Forest, people would call me and say, hey, do you know this lady on County Home Road?
Yes,
selling these?
She does.
I'm sorry, I didn't even think about it. I thought, it's been like 10 years
or
so.
No, she still has them. She just doesn't.
She just doesn't display them anymore.
She doesn't display them anymore because businesses aren't using them. But yeah, so I procured some, but I shoved them in the backseat of my husband's car, and it looked like a weird orgy going on back there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It kind of looked like a bad orgy.
I gotta say, there is
such a thing as a bad orgy.
I can't wait for the NSA to fly over a spy satellite and take a picture of her backyard.
And you run into that thing, that'd be
awesome. Okay,
orgy.
That would be bad.
That'll make the news.
Bad.
So, I was watching last night, Misery. with Kathy Bates and James Caan.
I saw that on your Facebook.
And I forgot just how amazing Kathy Bates' performance was in that movie.
That's what
really,
kind of put her
really
on the map.
Good. Amazing.
That's what put her
on
the
sure,
map.
Are we sure that that's not just how she is?
I've seen her in other stuff.
We're not sure. But it just makes me think Kathy Bates is awesome.
She's not quite the same as she was in, like, Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, true.
You know.
But in fairness, there has been more than one occasion when I wanted to hobble James Caan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Dude, that part always gets me every time when she takes that hammer and
it's
does it.
Because they show the foot turn.
Yeah, on that one, yeah. It's like, oh.
It's incredible.
It was, but see, it was totally different in the book, so I had a hard time with that. Because in the book, they cut it off and they said the toes kept...
Right.
Moving,
right.
But yeah, you couldn't do that in the...
I couldn't follow the book. I don't know why.
You couldn't
there's
follow
just some,
the book?
I had,
oh,
the
dude,
way,
it's in chronological order.
I know, but no.
Chapter one.
I read a lot. Okay?
I started at the back, and it just
sometimes,
didn't make any sense.
I started somewhere in the middle and trying to...
Sometimes I have a tough time following Stephen King's writing. I don't know why.
You don't like the literary elephantitis that he has.
Well, sometimes I just have a tough time following this, you know, following his writing. I just don't.
Most of the time,
can't get into it.
I don't have a problem with it, but occasionally I'll find myself skipping three or four pages because I'm like,
but you won't have missed anything,
right? And I'm like, oh, this is probably interesting,
look,
but I think someone starts talking on this other page.
I own a copy of Misery. I read a lot, and I own a copy of Misery, and I have not been able to touch
it
in 20 years.
Yeah, I love that book, actually. I think
it was one of my favorite books of his.
I may not have skipped very many of those pages.
That one was a fantastic book of his.
I like his short stories.
I think my favorite book of his is still The Stand.
The Stand.
I went through that in a week and a half, and then I had to go back and read it again because I missed so much.
My record for reading The Stand is I started reading it on a Tuesday night and finished it early Thursday morning.
Wow.
Did you
sleep?
Not very much.
No?
It was in my dorm room. I didn't eat, actually, during that. It was my first semester of college, and I decided I'm going to read The Stand, and it was like 1,138 pages, I think.
Yeah, that's about right.
Was the total... And, read it in just about 36 hours or so.
You don't play World of Warcraft, do you?
No.
Because if you did, you wouldn't be here.
No.
I would you'd be pulling a Kevin.
I'd be playing it.
I think my favorite Stephen King is one of his short stories. I think it might be from Night Shift, The Survivor Type.
Oh, yeah.
It's about the guy who gets struck on an island.
And he eats himself.
Yeah, he eats himself.
Great story.
It is a great
spoiler
story.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Way to go.
It is probably one of my favorite short stories that he has ever written.
That was kind of random.
I think the straight
so to my left, out. Devlin says, I don't like these pictures. The gay one keeps staring at you. You know why? You're his type. Okay.
Pretty.
You sure got a pretty mouth.
Not crazy about gay pictures.
You know, I actually read all the way through Night Shift when I was in junior high school.
Yeah.
And I think that may have been the first full book that I read because I don't really care for reading. I don't like people that read. They irritate me. Always talking about the things
I
that they read.
I love reading. I read all the time.
Get a TV.
Wait for it to come out in a movie.
Books steal your brain.
Holy
get a
crap.
TV.
My daughter is reading. She was reading the Sookie Stackhouse books.
Yep, I read them all.
She's read the first one, and she'd already seen the first. Oh wow, sorry.
Did you just
I just bumped like three mics in one shot. So she read the first book, saw the first series, and said the TV show was better than the book.
That's true. I've read all of the Sookie Stackhouse books, and while they're entertaining, True Blood is so much better.
Well, it's
what Alan Ball has done with the story is just
It's great. It is. Plus, it's hard to make nipples real when you're describing them in a book.
That's very true.
Whereas Anna Paquin, hi Dan, how you doing?
Did she get her copy signed?
Dan gave me the stink eye because I said nipples. wait, what's your thing?
Something about boobies.
There we go. Okay.
Nice.
That voice was who?
Dan.
That was Dan-tastic. Prettiest man I ever did see. You know what? I saw that guy again, and I decided he's not as pretty as Dan.
So you were just blinded by the light?
I was, actually, at that moment. I was in a good mood. And,
he was glistening.
There was good lighting.
Yeah, he was glittering. He may be a vampire. Well, gay vampire.
Or an avatar or something.
Those aren't vampires.
I don't know.
They're fairies.
Yeah, a little bit. Yep.
Nice.
They matriculate a lot. That's what he said.
Sorry, my mouth was full.
So did you, like, see him again, and he made you angry for some reason?
No. No, I just saw him again, and I was like,
beauty go away.
I felt bad for putting him above you. I felt bad because he's not. You're prettier than he is.
Aww.
Aww. Maybe because you're taller.
That's sweet.
Because you're a tall man. You're what, like 6'9", 6'11", 6'14"?
Now that you've inflated my head even more, I'm about 7'2". I'm gonna
so, yeah, 6'14".
I always confuse it with Manute Bol.
A little bit.
Right. Yes, me too.
I got to say something cool. Today, it is only the 16th of the month, and we have beat our previous download record for the whole month by 200 downloads.
So we're 2,700?
2,760-something.
Wow. Yeah. That's all going to change after tonight. It's going to get even crazier.
Well, okay. Yeah. I thought we would be like this, you know, a year ago. But, hey, I'm happy that it's happening now.
So for those of you who are downloading the show and listening to us, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. For those of you who aren't, you suck.
Yeah.
They're not.
Of course, once they download and listen, they're no longer in the message.
Right. There you go.
You can do that.
So, Timmy, you've
been alienating nobody.
You've been doing a lot of musical theater lately. What all have you been up to since last time we talked to you?
Well, let's see. It's been a while. It's been a few months.
Not much.
Back in at the end of April, I got cast in Theater Cedar Rapids production of Rent. So I rehearsed that for a couple of weeks, but then moved over to the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater. And did Flight of the Lawn Chair Man, a Rob Nassif show.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
So spent about a month doing that and then rolled back into Rent, which we opened up at the beginning of July. We ran four weekends and we sold out almost pretty much the entire run. It was a kind
you
of
added
a,
shows too.
And we ended up adding a fourth weekend specifically because it was selling so well. So
I am so jealous. Nice. You got to meet the guy from Dazed and Confused.
Yes.
Who also played Mark.
And Matthew McConaughey.
That was pretty incredible. Anthony Rapp. Anthony Rapp, who originated the role of Mark on Broadway, but also
on the
was Tony in,
and Tony
Dazed
and Dazed and Confused.
He was also in Adventures in Babysitting.
Yes.
He was also in Road Trip and Twister.
What's the story behind him showing up at Theater Cedar Rapids production of Rent?
Okay, so the story was he came through Des Moines doing the touring show of Rent back. Oh, this spring, I think. Late winter, early spring. And Janelle Lauer and Leslie Charper, the directing team for the show, they actually got a chance to meet him. They kind of explained what was going on with the theater trying to recover from the flood.
Yep.
And they got to talk to him just a little bit. And then there was kind of a facilitator, Catherine Blades.
Our friend Catherine, who I was in Peter Pan with her when she played Peter Pan.
Yep, Catherine then, Blades, who has just finished up doing Bye Bye Birdie
on Broadway.
On Broadway. Well, through some mutual friends, she knows Anthony, and she kind of helped extend the invitation for him to come in here. So he accepted and actually flew in to Cedar Rapids to come to the show. And he did a talk back with us, and he actually kind of went out to the cast party and played poker with us and stayed out with us till about 4:30 in the morning, and we had a grand old time. So
yeah, there's pictures all over Facebook of you guys.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then, you know, we're Facebook friends now, so we're like practically related.
Nice.
But no, it was very, very gracious of him to come out here and spend his time and watch our production and then and then followed up by hanging out with us. We had a kind of a cast party, and
cool.
It was very neat. And now several of the people from the show are actually going to see his show in New York at the New York Musical Theater Festival, which is it's called Without You.
Yeah.
I believe it's in October. So anybody who may be in New York or going to New York, go get tickets to Anthony's show.
Yeah.
But several people here from Cedar Rapids are actually traveling out to see his show in a month. I'm not going to be able to do it, but it's very, very, very cool. So it was a really excellent kind of an awesome experience, once in a lifetime kind of theater. Theater deal.
Well, I mean, you are an actor, and he's an actor, pretty down to earth dude.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was very cool, and he is a poker nut.
Wow.
He schooled us on.
Wait, what? Did I miss something about poker?
That is kind of true.
Yeah. But no, it was he actually kind of schooled us on poker over at a friend's house, and he was leading.
Was money lost?
But the buy-in was pretty low.
He
wasn't crazy. Yeah. He didn't win, but he certainly knew what he was doing and taught us all. So
nice.
Cool.
It was very cool.
Nice.
That's kind of brush with celebrity there. It was
now,
neat.
I'm curious. Your character on Rent, I didn't get to the show because I don't go to the theater because people don't want me there. I'm right about this.
Especially if they're spiders. What was that girly movie?
It was a fly. It was a fly crawling on my hand, and it freaked me out. So. I'm sorry about that, Jimmy. That's why she started laughing because she saw me shake.
I saw it. I was trying to ignore it.
I had to take my mic
the crap
back
out of me.
She's all like verklempt
over here. Did your character in Rent, was he one of the characters with AIDS, or was he the one guy that...
No, my character, I was one of the ensemble players, and I
Tim
had
played the
choice.
Oldest man in the cast.
I was the oldest man in the cast.
He played the old man.
A little younger to me. I had a nice...
Bells are ringing all the time.
I know, I was the Christmas bells guy, but I had a nice little gut poking out there and some gray hair in my beard. And
nice. That was all makeup, though, right? Because
You're still
a fairly young gentleman.
It was all makeup. None of those gray hairs are real. My children did not give me gray hairs.
What's wrong with gray hairs?
I gotta tell you, Timmy, I've really missed you, and I'm glad you're back.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm back too. I've missed all of you very much. I've just been busy.
So 99 episodes. Do you think we could do it? Honestly, when back in the day when I started this thing, what did you think?
Well, when we first started discussing this before episode one, I had my doubts. I have to be honest about how this thing could sustain itself. And then we started recording episodes, and I thought, there's no way this is going to last.
Were you there for episode 8?
It just kind of kept going, and it kept rolling and kept rolling, and like a train going downhill. I have no idea.
I only skipped 1 week. Yeah. Only skipped 1 week in the entire
I think that's probably what amazes me is how dedicated you've been to the show. I mean, I was in so many of the early episodes, and then I would kind of keep coming back, but... You just kept it going, and the show kept growing and growing and growing. And
I think I can.
So that's,
yeah,
I mean, that's
I
very
I
cool.
Think I can.
It's it really is a testament to how seriously you take, you know, the show, and it's pretty amazing. We're almost 2 years down the road now.
Yeah,
it was first week of September is when we recorded the
September
first
September 4th of 2008.
Yeah,
and it was 60 something degrees because we talked about it the first 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
I listened to the episode last week, and it was like taking a trip down memory lane.
I bet.
Oh, my God, dude. We were talking about Dick and Berries? What was it? Stephen Berries.
Twig and Berries.
Twig and Berries. Stephen Berries was still open at Westdale Mall.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
We were talking about Dick and Berries.
Twig and Berries.
Was that a euphemism for something?
Twig and Berries.
That's what we have for dessert at my house for Christmas.
Yum.
Yeah.
Is it spotted Dickenberry?
Can I have some more? Lisa.
His meat and two veg or whatever it's called.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yes.
But anyway, we were talking about Stephen Berries. We were talking about just the flood and, you know, how it impacted the area.
Well, and the flood was fairly fresh at that point. I mean, it was, you know, 3-4 months after, so.
We stumbled a little bit, you know, just more than a little bit. But you know what? I go back and I listen to it, and honestly, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
And there are, that's like, seven people out there who will testify that it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I've got them all except episode 8.
The lost episode.
The lost episode.
There is an episode 8
that
you were on, I think.
The purposefully.
Yeah, because I think that was like the first one that I missed was the actual.
Yeah. The lost episode. Yeah. The lost episode. Bum, bum, bum. But dude, I'm so glad that we started doing this. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's afforded me some opportunities that I never thought I would have. Like, you know, I got to fly in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
I got to meet a Playboy model. I got to hang out with Jenny Ramelsberg more. I got to hang out with Dan.
That's pretty amazing.
I've gotten to do a lot of
Jenny
fun
is better
stuff.
Than a hot air balloon.
Most people have to pay to play most
model
of that stuff.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know, maybe a hot air balloon, a Playboy model in a hot air balloon.
I got to say, Jenny's got to be easier to land than a hot air balloon.
I wouldn't say that either.
But you know, I've also met a lot of friends and it brought a lot of friends closer together. I've learned what it really takes to piss off Kevin.
Just me. Touch him.
Yeah.
Me and Dan.
Poke.
I learned what it takes to piss off Butters. I learned what it takes to piss off Amy, I think. I wish I knew how to get a hold of Amy.
You know,
she
the words blue vest. I've never seen anyone fly off the handle with the words blue vest the way Butters does.
Yeah.
I mean, he loses
it. We haven't worn blue vests in
years. No! Yeah. So,
but no, that's pretty amazing that we're creeping up on 100 episodes.
I
don't
like when they touch me. And the cast has changed, you know.
Oh yeah.
From so much. I mean, Jamie and you and. You know, Kevin's been kind of missing a few episodes because he's been sick.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're here, and it's good to have
well,
you.
Well, I wouldn't miss it. I'm glad awesome. I was
yeah,
able to come back. And
yeah, we too.
I'll be here
us too.
You know, next week for episode 100.
And yeah,
we spilled
that'll actually
liquids
be
on your laptop.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew. Apparently my laptop is Mountain Dew resistant because it's still going strong.
Awesome.
Awesome. Might be.
It's like a hot tub time machine.
In fact, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to test this, take a shot glass full of Mountain Dew and dump it on your laptop keyboard.
Do it right now. We'll pause.
I am not going to buy you a laptop if you do that.
Do it? All right, I think they did it.
But if it fails, you can also call me and I'll fix it for you. It'll cost you.
For a small fee.
Wait a minute. I think I see what's going on here.
I love the episode where Kevin's mouth turns so blue.
The pop soda pop episode.
We were drinking that was so toxic that it was like eating the bottle.
Oh, yeah. No, it was it stained glass, and it was eating the styrofoam. That's what scared me.
We did a soda pop taste test.
Oh. Yeah, I remember the episode.
We had we tried this one called Brainwash. It had, like, jalapeno oil in it. And it had a lot of
gasoline.
Stuff in it.
Oh, yeah, it was the same color blue that those old mimicry machines that they used in school.
Mimeograph.
Yeah, those things. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was the same kind of ink.
Kind of a bluish, purplish.
It could stain anything.
It was staining the inside of the glass bottle, and then when we poured it in the styrofoam cups, it was eating the styrofoam.
Yeah, it was bubbling on the styrofoam. It was. It scared me.
The weirdest thing.
The worst. For me, the worst was the black lemonade.
He would drink other people's because we didn't want to drink it anymore.
Oh, he held it in his mouth
for like 10 seconds.
Put it in his mouth and he just sat there.
Did it melt his tongue?
No,
maybe?
His tongue, his teeth, the
just
inside of his lips, everything
color.
Blue.
Like he'd blown a smurf.
For days.
I wonder how many of those bacon beans he would have actually downed.
I don't know. I got Lori and Ryan to drink.
Yeah,
he
still has them. And Ryan said that they tasted like bacon bits.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking a big gulp of kerosene.
I think Ryan may be deficient due to a lack of sleep.
Because actually, I get a lot of sleep.
Or he just likes bacon bits.
The best thing with the kerosene is you can spit oil rings in water.
What?
James Campen says that the best thing about kerosene is you can spit what?
Oil rings?
See, the worst thing to drink in the world, I think, is kerosene. You take two big gulps of that the next morning.
Not only
does it clean your insides out and burn as it comes in, but you can spit oil slicks in water.
Okay, I was in Korea for a year. I ate some of the most bizarre crap in my life.
Yeah.
But at no point did I ever feel an urge to even try kerosene.
When did you have kerosene,
James? Moonshine or something, James?
Tell us the story about kerosene real quick.
Well, as it goes, I used to work out on the river on the barges on the Mississippi. So it's wintertime. There's no water anywhere because you're afraid of it freezing.
Yeah. I'd rather drink my own piss.
You have drank your own piss.
Yes.
I have.
And on the front of the barges, you put a rope, and there's a kerosene lantern in there. So normally, you know, there's a milk jug, kerosene sitting there. I was out partying, had a little dry mouth, seen a jug, thought it was water.
And it wasn't.
It was not. By the time my two first gulps went down, I'm like, oh, crap. I think I'm... I think I just killed myself. Needless to say, it was the kerosene for the lanterns inside the rope. And that's the story with that.
That's wow.
So then you live to tell the story.
No, and I'm like, as it comes out, it burns like...
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet there are parts of you that don't work afterwards. I mean, not now, but I mean, the next day?
Doesn't compare to any of the worst hot sauce coming out ever.
No?
I mean...
Wow.
Kerosene.
Did you like light? Yeah, did you light any of that?
No, that's probably
the flamethrower dick.
I never even thought about that. Oh my gosh. You know, I probably could have.
That's the name of the episode right there.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know how much kerosene it takes to make liquid flammable, but I'm pretty sure it's not a big number.
If If you ever wanted to light a fart, I think I could have right then.
Well,
you wouldn't have even had to fart.
Don't pee on a candle.
Devlin asks, what's the nutritional value of kerosene?
This looks like a job for flamethrower dick man.
Two gulps of kerosene is more than 100% of daily allowance for kerosene. Recommended FDA numbers.
Are there evil xenophiles attacking your home?
Nice.
Call flamethrower dick man.
You know,
okay, that was weird.
I'm sitting next to him.
That's nice. That's nice. You know, right now I think it would be a good time to take a quick break. But just remember,
watch as
that,
he strikes the end of his weapon.
For you, the listeners of the Can Man Show, Audible's offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to try out their service. This week I'm recommending, because they have celebration, Star Wars celebration going on, wherever they're having it. I saw a really cool
Tatooine, I believe.
Well, there was a cutout.
I think it's actually the Mos Eisley spaceport.
Yeah, there was a cut scene the Barnes and Noble took out there. Of Luke making his lightsaber that they cut out of Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
That they might be putting back in, or will be putting back
in the Blu-ray that's coming out
in honor of that. This week's recommendation, I'm gonna play a sample of the Return of the Jedi
audio radio drama.
The radio drama with Ed Asner
that originally aired on National Public Radio,
and Anthony Daniels, to name a few names that are in there. Also on the break, I'm gonna do I did an interview with our number two fan. Other than Lori, Lori's our number one fan. Our number two fan, Kevin Zerbe. He's the guy who does our theme song.
He's going to be heartbroken.
He's the number one fan. Maybe they tie with Lori.
He's our number one long distance fan. That's for darn sure.
But he's kind of a contributor, so he's more than a fan.
Yeah, he's more than a fan now.
We got a little card with his face on it.
He's a friend. I recorded an interview with him that I thought was really cool. I'm going to play it right now before I play the clip from the Return of the Jedi thing. We'll be right back.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin, it's Chad.
Hey.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Pretty good. I've got my recorder going, and it looks like it's recording. Let me see.
Are the wheels moving with the tape in there?
I don't know. It's the numbers are going up, so that's a good
thing.
Important.
Yes, yeah.
It is. So, you are, other than Lori Schoenhardt, our number one fan. I know the answer to this question already, but a lot of listeners don't. How'd you hear about the Can Man Show? I mean, what's the story behind that?
Okay, well, I started listening to the Can Man Show, 2 years ago. I purchased, I got a Zen for Christmas, that's what it was, and it came with that little disc where you install everything.
That's the Creative Zen?
The Creative Zen, and went online, and you were in the ZenCast list of podcasts to listen to, so actually you were the first podcast I've ever heard.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and back then I kind of knew what a podcast was, but really had no clue, and I listened to it, and I thought, oh, this is cool. It's like listening to, around in D.C., one of the famous radio shows we used to have was the Don and Mike Show, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and it reminded me of that. It had that touch to it, so I literally got hooked by the fifth episode I heard.
And would you recall what episode number that was?
I started off with episode 3 and actually went backwards from there and then went forward with you every week.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was around episode 3 is when I got it.
Wow, so the very beginning.
Yes.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool. I know you, if anybody, I mean, when you interviewed me for your show, which is the Zerbin Cast.
It was.
It
is no longer. I actually gave that up.
You did?
Yes, I gave that up because of two reasons. Number one, work, some health reasons, and then also got a new idea for another show and still working on that, but I would like to start a new one.
So you're no longer doing Zerbin Cast?
No longer doing Zerbin Cast, but they are still available.
Wow.
But yeah.
But you are doing lots of Zerbin tunes.
Tons of Zerbin tunes, yes.
And I think that's very cool.
Well, thank you.
It was probably about episode what, when you kind of surprised me with the theme song.
20 pops into mind, but I think it was more than that. But I think it was around episode 20 because I was, by the time 20, maybe 30, episode 30 came around, I had listened to it for free so long, and I thought, I felt bad, Chad. I felt bad because I'd been doing this for free. And I said, I could, you know, I'm a musician. The song at that point was, I forget who the male was doing boom.
That was Ryan Foisey. What happened was, is I'm like, okay, I really need a theme song. And I'm like, Elizabeth, I really need a theme song. Can you guys come up with a theme song?
Extremely talented.
Her and Ryan were here. And I think at that time they were doing Rocky Horror Show. And I'm like, can you please do something for me? And she's like, yeah, let me figure something out. So they left, and like 20 minutes later, they did this doo-wop thing.
It was great. It reminded me of Two and a Half Men, too. It had that feel to it. And it was cool, and it was packed. And I was like, you know, I could do is play guitar behind that and put a bass over Ryan's part and just get into that as a thank you gift. And that's exactly what started the whole entourage of music that followed.
Wow. Yeah, yep. And you've done how many? You've done a Christmas, a Halloween.
Yeah,
the 80s version.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice the last couple episodes, I've been kind of throwing in whatever ones I can remember I have.
And I appreciate it, too. Yeah, I've been listening to them, and it's been pretty cool.
And if you listen to the last episode at the very end, really, really low toward the end of the show, I play the whole new theme song without Elizabeth on it. But
oh, you sneaky.
Yeah, I'm sneaky. So, I mean, you know, if you go to YouTube, you can actually see the new theme song, you performing it. I really like those videos. Are you getting a lot of good feedback on those videos that you're doing where you show how you layer all the different elements together?
Yeah, I'm starting to. I actually got the idea from a band called Pomplums, and it's a male and a female. And the male side of the band, his name is Jack Conti. And he's the one who actually started the whole quote-unquote video song idea probably 3 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago. And what it is basically videotape while you're recording a song if you're a musician, and then, you know, edit it all together and put it up. And it's a fun way to record music because it forces you to, you know, do well, also keeping the raw element of it, and then put it all together, put it up, and this way people get to see the process of actually making a song. And I love it.
It's really cool. And it's just like, you just go back and you watch those videos of you doing that, and you do have like the Iowa song, and then you have songs for your pets.
Yeah.
I mean, and you, what was the first one of those that you did?
I think it was, Kitty Litter, because when I was really getting into it, all my drums have been up in the attic because we moved into this house, and I promised my neighbors I wouldn't play drums. Well, I blew that out the window recently, but before that, all I had for drums were things I could find around the house. So the first one I did was called Kitty Litter, where I'm using kitty litter tubs as musical instruments.
Nice.
And
yeah, and you could see them. You could see you playing them. I mean, it reminded me a lot of like my friend Ryan Hoagland, Hoagie. A lot of people know him as has that band Junk Funk, where he could play just about anything. And it just kind of reminded me of that, or Blue Man Group, where they play pretty much anything. I'm like, wow, he's playing a kitty litter tub. That is freaking awesome.
Love the Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
Really do.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen them a couple times, but well worth the price of admission.
Yes.
But so you're a musician, and I know you have health problems that keep you from really getting into it.
Right.
And what keeps you going with the music? I mean, what is that something that helps with your condition?
Actually, to be honest, that's a good question there. It helps because it gives you the positiveness that the health issue is something negative. I have multiple sclerosis, mm-hmm. and it's a recalling, remitting form, which means it comes and goes. Some days are good, some days are really bad, and the music helps keep it good even when it's bad, because there's always something to do even when I'm slouched in a chair and I can get a finger going, you know, on the table. At least I'm keeping the tempo. But it's a positive thing during you know, a bad time. And it does keep me going.
So
and especially listening to it and enjoying it.
When you found out, I mean, you had told the story to me before, but when you found out that you had MS,
you were like playing drums and realized that, wait a minute, something's wrong?
Yes, exactly. I was playing playing drums in the old house that we lived in. We had a recording studio there, a little home studio, and recording this basic beat, and I didn't even know it, that my foot stopped, you know, lifting and coming down for the bass drum kicks, and didn't know why. It freaked me out. It's basically like one of your limbs just laying there, and you don't know why you can't, you have no muscle activity, no function telling your body what to do something. And that went on for almost 3 years, where, you know, I had all these problems, but I didn't know what they were. And then finally got diagnosed with MS about, what was it, 2003 when I was diagnosed with it, 2003-04.
And so, you know, it affects your motor control. So it affects sometimes when you're trying to your right hand and your left hand, trying to get them to move at all, or?
Yeah, sometimes it just basically makes you feel uncontrollably lazy or unwantingly lazy. I don't know if that's a good way to define it. It's a disease that attacks the immune system, which in turn attacks the nervous system, the central nervous system. And in turn, the highway that's going back and forth with all your brain's information gets deadened, for lack of a better word, or it slows it down, so those functions become sometimes impossible or sometimes just hard to do. And that can affect everything, like my foot when I was playing drums that one day. And that was the very first sign where I just, like, I can't move anymore. And that is scary. But
yeah.
Now, the good news is that they have shots for such things, which gives your immune system something else to attack besides you. And it works. It really does. I had trouble walking before. I can walk pretty darn well now. And,
so basically, it's something that, like, makes you think that you're sick, and so your immune system goes after that instead?
With the shots, yes.
Wow.
It's a lot of people get what they go out and literally get bee stings. They'll put their arms and legs in these bags that bees come and sting you. And what the bees put in you, the immune system attacks that more than you.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why. Nobody knows why it works. It works. And I'm not brave enough to put my hand in that bag, so I don't do that.
Yeah, I hate bee stings. Those things suck.
Yeah, but I do have a friend of mine, someone I interviewed, actually, Chris Tatavosian, who actually does that on a weekly basis. He'll sit outside, and his friends come over and stare at him, and he's sitting there getting his arms and legs stung by bees.
Wow.
And it's kept him going, though, for many years, many, many years.
That's crazy. I had no
it
idea.
Is crazy.
Now, when you can't get your legs working and stuff, now I understand you use, like, special software to play the drums?
Sometimes I use the, most of my music is recorded either in Reason, or which is a Swedish recording program. It's basically Pro Tools from Sweden, and it's a wonderful program. Reason Record and Reason Drums and Piano are the plugins that I would use for really good piano sounds and, of course, really good drum sounds. And I have used those in recordings. Other times I'll use, like, microphone each individual instrument and record them separately to get the desired sound for each one that I want.
Yeah.
And that's how, but the Reason drums is what I use for the really excellent, crisp, bright, and I can't seem to mic it correctly sound. Or you'll see me in some videos playing a keyboard note for the drums. I think there's two videos that have it. And it's easier to play the drums that way than physically stand up or sit down and play the kit.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm glad it's there.
Sounds great. I mean, it does.
Thank you.
I think that's how you did the Can-Man Show theme, isn't it?
Yeah, the Can-Man Show theme, the bass drum and snare and hi-hat were using Reason drums because the snare and the bass drum would not come through the way they should have. So, yes.
Very crisp, good sound stuff. That's awesome.
All recorded individually.
So, do you have some favorite Can-Man Show moments?
Oh, boy. Well, I've spoken to you about my ultimate favorite still is that Thanksgiving special going way back. And I think, which one was Thanksgiving special? Was that number 20?
I think that was just me and Kevin, right?
Right. And you guys had a little bit to drink. Kevin's famous line, my favorite line in any show, was... he's trying to tell you something. He's you can feel the buildup because, and I think you were enjoying the fact that you were cutting them off a little bit, and you were also enjoying the intoxication level of Kevin Coppice at the time. And you pushed him a little bit, and you said something, and then he said, "Would you please let me finish?" And he said it really loud. You laughed, and that's one favorite moment. Your Halloween episodes, I love them, and your Christmas episode with your daughter doing The Night Before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that around. I mean, she did that when she was 6 years old.
Yeah,
she read that.
that was fun, good, but that's just a nice touching, you know. That's a touching moment for especially for the time of year.
Yeah.
And then your beer special, the Clamato
episode.
Yeah.
We've had a few others, but they're not quite as exciting as the Clamato one, I think.
That's true. That's one of the ultimates right there.
Yeah. Yep. I'm sitting here staring at the bacon beans we ate on the last episode, and
how did that go?
It was a Clamato moment.
Yeah.
It was worse. I think it was worse than Clamato. So, the bacon and jelly beans. Mm. I'm eating corn dog mints, though. They're good.
Oh, well, then there you go. That'll mix well in the stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. So, has listening to the show inspired you to try weird things?
Listening to your show has inspired me to, well, number one, it inspired me to do my own show. And but do weird things.
Like, try Clamato?
Drink more. No, Clamato I pass in the aisle every time now, a little bit faster than I did before the show, because I know the repercussions of such an item, but the I do drink a little bit more than I used to, because I've gotten some good surveying from the beer episode.
Nice.
And, let's see, Star Trek, the movie. I own that because I listened to your review of it. The redo that came out a couple years ago.
Very nice. Yeah.
But not really. I haven't done anything strange. I haven't done any chubby chasing. I haven't, I haven't done any phone sex moments or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed listening to them.
Cool. Well, I've enjoyed having you as a listener, Kevin. You're great.
Well, I appreciate it.
What am I doing? I've read the instructions a dozen times. And a dozen times I've failed. Always with you, it cannot be done. Master Yoda, can I forget so soon? I don't need this. R2, hand me the superconductor. And now the power cell. And the crystals. There. It's done. Try not. Do or do not. There is no try. Here it goes.
My master. I have felt it.
Perhaps he should have been destroyed on Bespin. It is unlike you to fail in such matters, Lord Vader.
He will not escape again. He can still be turned. I need only one more opportunity.
I have other work for you, my friend. Our efforts near the moon of Endor have fallen behind schedule. Use your particular talents to encourage the engineers to make haste. Impress upon them the importance of meeting my every expectation. You have my permission to make examples.
I shall leave at once, my master. As for Skywalker...
He is not your concern. He could be a powerful tool, Lord Vader. My tool. But only if he serves my purpose.
As you wish, my master.
Those who do not serve my ends, no matter how powerful they are, will be eliminated. Are we clear on this matter, Lord Vader?
We are clear.
Excellent. Leave at once for Endor, and wait for me there.
And we're back. All right, just remember to download your free audiobook. Go to audiblepodcast.com/canman. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/canman for your free audiobook. You could choose from any of their 70,000 titles.
70,000?
70,000 plus.
70,000 plus. So there could be 70,005.
The Return of the Jedi thing. And it was like 25 bucks. So you can get that for free. 25 bucks for free.
I remember when the only way you could buy those was cassette, and they were like 50 bucks a piece.
Yeah.
On cassette.
Yeah, and they're still kind of like that on CD.
Just cassette you speak of.
There's so many formats you can use. I mean, you can actually put it on a CD so you can play it in your car.
What's a CD?
I remember when
it's a car. It's like a digital recording, only it's on a disc.
I remember when Jill...
That's archaic.
Jill Vick's husband had an old Commodore computer.
64 or 16?
Well, no, it was before that. It was like a VIC 20 or something like that.
Ah.
And it was so old. Remember the Karate Champion game?
How old?
Karateka?
No, it was Karate. It was like Karate Champion.
Dude, I know that.
It was like one of the original arcade.
That was actually the name of the game, was Karateka.
Karateka.
But actually, now that I say that out loud, 20-something years down the road, anyway, it sounds like something totally different.
He had the game, but the only way to play it was to boot it up off of tape, which took like an hour to load.
Well, it took that long just to get it lined up.
When we had our Commodore 64 and we played a bunch of games, it was all the games
Oregon
were actually
Trail?
On cassette tape.
Trail?
And we had our little...
I did.
No, we played
Lemonade
Karateka.
Stand?
Karateka?
No. And
Excitebike?
What was the...
Yep.
Oh, there was another one where
basically
you invaded Moscow. I don't remember what the name of the game was, but it was we were deep in the Cold War.
Moscow
this was before
invasion.
The Berlin Wall
Red
came
Dawn.
Down. But no,
Red Dawn.
No.
Wolverine!
It was called Conflict, and it was in Israel. You were the Prime Minister of Israel, and you had to keep public opinion up, and you had to keep the Egyptians out. And,
nice.
And you got research stuff, and you would actually get nuclear bombs, and you could nuke one country. And if you did that,
you
then,
choose wisely.
Then everyone hated you, and you ended up getting nuked by the
You're
U.S.,
racist,
which was hilarious.
You just don't like those people touching you.
They just don't touch me.
Those
or
people.
Flies.
I'm not Egyptophobic.
But back
I just
to
don't
the
like them touching me.
Instead of a bell, was there a dong?
There was a dong.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, with a name like Karateka.
About me bringing the show
That's
down.
A big dong.
Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, you're welcome. And speaking of dong, I really miss Charlie Barnes.
Yeah.
Have you heard from him lately?
It's been a little while. It's been a few weeks since I heard
Vietnam.
Him.
But
speaking of
he is
dongs.
Loving. Speaking of Karateka, he is just a.
Well-hung
a
man.
Martial arts fool.
He is.
Every day he's studying. He's studying martial arts daily.
What's
he's
the Vietnamese
living
martial
like
art?
I don't know. There's a joke in there somewhere. If you give me some time, I'll think of it. But
all right.
But no, he's.
I'm not going to help.
He's apparently living like a king. He's
a dongonair.
He's loving it. He's a dongonair. He has more dong than he can. Wrap his arms around.
He's the fresh prince of Vietnam.
That is, I mean, just for people who didn't catch the Charlie Barnes dong episode, in Vietnam, that's how they pay people, and that's what they call their dollars in dong. Bye, Ryan and Brian.
In some parts of Cedar Rapids, that's how people get paid as well.
Yeah, certain flood areas too.
Right.
In dong. Well, they used to get paid in dong. No, they guess they didn't get paid in dong. You got paid to use. No, you don't get paid to use your dong.
No,
no. Happy Hour Health Spa.
Usually have to pay.
That'd be better.
Yeah.
That is alleged.
Whatever. It's been alleged
Whatever,
for
you're
like
not going to try and touch
yourself.
Did they find
tomorrow?
Your name on a list?
At the Happy Hour Health Spa?
Wait,
no.
What?
Oh. Who?
What list?
What the hell are you doing? That was fun.
Why are you touching
me? You're not going to try and touch yours till tomorrow, so whatever.
I'll touch
He's talking
later.
About the pizza, I think.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
Oh.
my pizza for lunch tomorrow.
Covered in ham.
and green olives. The most delicious green olives that you can find.
I gotta say, green olives kind of struck me as an odd pizza topping until I had it at the after party for the baby shower.
Oh, they're great.
And holy mackerel.
Is that a Midwest thing? Because I had never heard of that as a pizza topping until I moved to Iowa.
No, me neither.
You could get them on pizza in Georgia at Fort Gordon. That's...
Well, maybe it's because I never went to Fort Gordon.
Yeah.
Well, I've been to Georgia plenty of times.
Well, if you've been to Georgia, you've been to Fort Gordon, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's what I hear, except for the... Apparently, I didn't order pizza there, though.
I'll teach you.
So.
No, it was good pizza, too. I've never found the equal in the crust. It was kind of a sweet crust, but the sauce was a little spice to it.
What was the name of this pizza place?
I don't know, man.
Maybe
it was whatever they
sauce
for
some
young guy. I know. We could send away.
Say it several times.
I have relatives in Georgia who maybe could send us a pizza from this place.
That's all right.
I could probably get it sent overnight.
When I was in Korea, we learned that mailing food usually doesn't turn out well.
Yeah.
But that was Korea.
Yeah. No, right. Well, yeah. Exactly.
I know. You. Someone sends you kimchi, and then you get it, and it's rotten.
I don't think you can. I think that's one of those foods that never goes rotten. It just gets kimchier.
Speaking of pizza, though, when last week I was calling the pizza restaurant in Chicago Lou Malnati's. Lou Minetti's. It's actually Lou Malnati's.
Lou, not Illuminati.
Don't send the gangsters after me. The mobsters after me.
It's not Illuminati's.
It's Lou Malnati's, right, dear? Malnati. Malnati's, not Illuminati's.
Can you use that in a sentence, please?
Illuminati. Malnati. So Lou Malnati has great pizza, by the way. But almost not
good.
And their salad is really good. Yeah, we bought their salad dressing, my wife had to point out. She said it was good. So
So besides ordering pizza, what did you guys do after Ryan and Lori's baby shower on Saturday?
We got out the baby oil and the slip and slide. And
really, we just kind of, we were all tired.
I just want to see if I can make Chris laugh, and I did.
It's a baby shower tradition.
Sick after party where you guys have it.
Yep, that's where that came from.
we I don't know, we drank.
Yeah, we picked up the kids' mess in the front yard, and we had pizzas, and...
Yeah, I tried getting my wife drunk, but my kids wouldn't go sleep in their own bed.
Apparently, the grape flavored
had one of those nights.
Smirnoff, is it Smirnoff?
Yeah, the grape flavored Smirnoff tastes just like grape Welch's,
which is really dangerous because.
Don't tell me that.
Okay. How's that compared to grape flavored soju?
A certain
soju.
Person who doesn't drink got grape. Their hands on it, took a drink of it, and was like, "Wow, that's really good."
Yeah, my kid Zeta grabbed it. And I wasn't even thinking. I was toasted by then. So I had it in a
right.
Up.
Right. Yeah. He's going to write a book after this.
We're off the rails.
No.
Whose kid hasn't drank something?
All right. So, no, we were sitting there on the couch, and it was, you know, in this sealed cup that we got on our cruise. You know, had ice. It was like a great pop. And she started drinking it. It was crazy.
Well, she just took it out of your hands, took
and
a drink.
Suddenly she was really
tired.
And then you said,
and really,
whoa!
At the same time.
Well, she said, can I have another drink? And I said, sure. Wait, no! So, nice. Jenny, so turn the mic towards you a little bit so we can hear you
really,
a little better.
Really grapey. It's grape-tastic.
You had sent out this thing about this weird thing that they're doing.
This weird thing. Well, that's a good way to describe
last
it.
Last time they were in town, you got to play a cake.
Okay, so...
Okay, what is this thing?
Wait, weird thing.
What? Okay, there's a company called The Go Games. G-O Games.
The Go Games.
And they go all around the country.
Okay, you spelled the easy part.
That's like, don't say hello in front of the BABY.
There we go.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Chad. Just gave you something to edit.
It wasn't me.
The Go Games, and they go around the country and they do these corporate training.
Team building exercising.
And so the last time they were here was the week before the flood. So the week before the flood, I was standing on 2nd Avenue dressed as a cake and getting yelled out by different people and saying, like, they were yelling sexual things at me. But anyway, so I'm standing there waiting for a team to find me on a scavenger hunt. So they are sent clues on their Verizon wireless phones from this lady. And so then they have to come up to me, and I was supposed to be this cake that had laryngitis, but the magical spell would be lifted once they figured out what my name was, which was Cake. So they had to yell what I was. And I have to explain this to them without being able to talk to them. And then once they break my magical spell, I had to sing a song to them. And then they had to guess who the singer was. And then they had to put that clue in their phone and they get the next clue.
What did you do?
What do you mean, what did I do?
You had to have done something terrible to be punished in this manner.
It was very fun. It was actually.
Wants to play a cake.
Well, no, it was actually very fun. And weirdly, the cake costume was my own camp.
I have not done this. I did another thing.
Murder mystery
dinner from a company out of California. They came in. It was for Berthel Fisher. We did a.
Oh yeah,
those are good times.
Yeah, well, and I got to get murdered. Yeah,
last awesome time Damian Wallace did it, he was a mafia guy.
I was Billy Lilly.
Billy Lilly.
I got stabbed, and I got to stumble through a banquet hall full of people with a knife sticking out of my chest and bleeding all over the place.
Sweet.
And it took me, I don't know, probably a good minute and a half to die.
How long did you convalesce after that?
At least.
Yeah, and what did you do?
I was also a witness to this because I was part of this thing. I got stabbed in the back of the thigh with a syringe.
Not part of the show.
That's how I went out.
Yeah.
But the amazing
thing. Yeah, just because.
Just because.
Well, the amazing thing was, is I played a waiter in this whole thing. And at the end of the night, the manager of the wait staff actually offered me a job. She goes, I was actually doing better than her old wait staff was. So.
Nice.
And yeah. I was acting.
For me, my character was the entertainment for the night. But I was the entertainment who was waiting on my band to show up. The directive I was given was mingle for an hour and don't let them know, or make them suspect that something is weird or that you're part of the game. But don't confirm anything, and then jump up on stage and pretend to entertain them for a little bit. So I had to jump up on stage in front of 200 people with a microphone and pretend that I was going to sing to them, but I was waiting on my band, so then I started singing. And
he was getting a bad Vegas act.
Yeah,
it really was.
And I was getting people to clap along and sing with me. And then I
forgot
the words and had to leave.
Wait, did you actually forget the words, or was that
in the show? No, that was my excuse to get out of the banquet hall so I could go cover myself with blood and stick a fake knife around my midsection.
Awesome. Oh,
but.
Wow.
So, but these Go Games, this is coming to Cedar Rapids.
This is coming
this
to Cedar
company.
Rapids again. It's coming back after the flood. This is, you know, obviously they're coming back because they have, I guess, companies can hire them again. Anyway, so they are looking for actors, and it's going to be August 25th, which is a Wednesday, during the day, and you get paid $60 to do it.
Holy
play.
Crap.
It's
you mean...
fun.
So you could play a
I could
cake.
I could have a job for a day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it.
That would be awesome. I'm an actor.
There was a girl that she was supposed to be a jilted bride, and you had to chase her around, and she had to tell you this crazy story about her husband, her groom-to-be, ran off with the best man. And it was just this
That's
funny
awesome.
Thing. And then Damian played a mafia guy, but he was not allowed to say hello until you said hello to him in a certain way. And so all these people would go by and be like, hi. And he would just kind of look at you. And they were like, are we supposed to be talking to you? And he couldn't say anything. And so it's
Damian sounds like a mobster when you talk to him.
Yeah. And that's why they kind of pick what they want you to be according to, like, either things that you have, things that you're good at, talents that you have.
So they thought you looked like cake?
No, I had a cake. I have a cake costume. So that's why.
Now, Jen, did anybody ask you to jump out of the cake?
Well, there was some weird offers of things going on, but I'm not going to say. They involved licking. Okay, anyway.
Right.
But no,
blowing out my candle.
The only reason why I was... Yes.
Nice.
Exactly.
Someone say fellatio.
The only reason I was dressed...
as a Shakespeare character.
The reason I was dressed as a cake is because I actually had a cake costume, because they asked if I had any costumes, and I was like, well, I have this weird cake costume. And they're like, all right.
Perfect.
So,
I fear the fiery dick man might become a recurring...
Oh, no. Don't go there again.
No.
Please don't. So, anyway.
Somebody's going to have to kill him before the end of the podcast. His arch nemesis.
So, anyway, I will, Chad, you'll be able to
cool
put the link
man.
So that people
I'll
can
put
apply.
It in the show notes.
Okay,
yep.
Yeah. So, you Chad will put
you
the
wanna,
link.
You want to get in touch with these people sooner than later because
it's first come, first serve.
There's a lot of actors in Cedar Rapids that
Yeah,
would
it's
do
first
this.
Come, first serve. So,
yeah.
The Ice Queen.
But it's a fun time. I mean, people drove by and looked very happy when they'd see this cake standing on Second Avenue by the dragon.
Nice.
Well, yeah.
See, I'd very
get,
happy.
If I was wearing the cake costume, happy. I would get beat up.
It's my cake.
I would get mugged as a cake
I would
guy.
Beat you
and
up.
And the sad thing is so you can't run because it's not like your legs can run in this stupid thing.
I don't have a wallet.
It's just like about the tax time when you see the Uncle
the
Sam and the...
Standing out there about
and,
taxes.
Yeah, the tax time. You
know, oh, yeah.
Don't you just want to knock them over? Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So, anybody seen any good movies lately?
I watched Inside Deep Throat today. I did.
That's the making of.
No lie.
That's
she
the
really
documentary.
Did.
Oh, the documentary the, making the porn or the.
The documentary about like the.
It's
the
on.
Porn
it's on Netflix,
and,
right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I watched part of it, and it was depressing.
It really well, but it was actually, neat. It was interesting how it did change. Why are you deep-throating that bottle right now?
He's really getting into your story.
I have a funny story, though. When I just auditioned for Putnam County Spelling Bee, we had to tell, like, embarrassing stories from middle school, which a lot of us, you know, that's been a long time. So, but anyway, our friend Brian Anderson went up, and he told the story of when he was in sex ed class. And they had to do, like, they had a list of terms, and then you had to match them with the definitions. And he would always get menstruation and masturbation mixed up.
Oh, you can make a real mess.
By the way.
You can do that in real life.
By the way, I keep forgetting to mention this. The photo shoot that happened at Brian's house, that Seth took pictures of Amy.
Can you
for still Mad vote Man. For Amy?
Yes, for
like another month.
You can
and
vote
you can vote
Amy.
More every day.
Every day
one time.
So
yeah,
our
yeah.
friend Amy.
Stoner.
Amy Stoner. Is up to try and get a walk-on part on Mad Men on the AMC channel.
Sweet!
Nice.
And to get that, people have to vote on her picture, which was taking place in Brian Anderson's house, right?
Correct.
Is this house that 60s schlocky?
Yes.
That is awesome. I've never been there.
He collects antiques that are mid-century, and so his house is done completely. Even all the appliances inside, he's bought new versions of like the old appliances.
I love that. It's mid-century.
It's mid-century. That's what he always says.
Well, the 60s is 50 years ago now.
So Brian's house is really freaking... I saw pictures, and that I had no idea.
He has... All the stuff that's business. Like completely, yeah, completely.
It's like looking at the set of Bewitched.
Yeah. It is. It's high end.
They're out walking
the malls. It's high end 50s and 60s.
Walk the mall.
Yeah. High end 50s and 60s. It's great. And a lot of
the
stuff he just recently procured.
The car to go along
dumpster
with it.
Yeah. He just dumpster dove for a lot of it.
It's beautiful.
Because people would like throw it out when they were remodeling their house and he would dumpster dive for it.
And he restored it and made it look nice. Restored it.
Uh-huh.
Made it look
he
nice.
Just did the floors and everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, gorgeous. That's awesome. So, Brian, if you ever want to show me that place, that's awesome.
Oh, he'll show it to you.
I bet he will.
And he's got
show it to you.
How many antique store house. That he has, and he's got his own.
It's called Not Your Mama's Crap.
Yeah, Not Your Mama's.
Where's this?
Yeah, where's
it's
this?
It's Vinton, I think, isn't it?
Brian has an antique store?
It's actually, he runs it out of his home, actually.
Maybe that's what it is.
Used to have it in Vinton.
Is it online, then? Or something?
Yeah, you can
it's
look for it online.
Not your mama's crap.
Yeah.
Because his mom, he made a deal with his mom that he would not sell her crap.
Nice. Yeah.
But he could sell anybody else's stuff. So what he does, he makes a lot of money by selling old Tupperware to the Amish people because they can't have Tupperware parties, and they like the bright colored Tupperware.
But
and
they can buy it online. At Not Your Mama's Crap.
Well, no. He goes to like craft sales and stuff like that.
Oh,
and sells it there.
Okay.
No, they can't buy it online.
I was just kind of wondering, you know, they got the one guy. See, several years ago, I had to go to Chicago for a training class for. I used to manage the World of Science store at Westdale Mall, and they sent me to Chicago on a bus. Okay, so I took a Greyhound from here to Chicago. And on the way there, I sat next to this Amish guy, and like we just had this whole conversation. Really nice guy, but it was just interesting to realize that these guys don't. I mean, yeah, there's people in their community that have like a truck for the community.
Yes.
They have one phone in the community for emergencies.
Yes.
But there's no, you know, they don't.
Now,
so I wonder if Amish coroners use body bags that don't have zippers on them. If they only have buttons,
they'd have buttons.
Only
yeah.
hook and eye buttons.
And they would be wool instead of plastic.
What do we think? You mean you button them up?
Was this guy that was sitting next to you? Was he the 16-year-old that's able to go into the city for like 1 year
for
of his room life?
Springa.
Well, yeah, no, this was an older guy. He,
well, how do you know? Maybe he was actually 16. They look kind of old.
No,
sometimes
no, he
in
was
Amish
like he was like older than Corey, so he was old.
Well, maybe he was doing his room Springa.
Yeah.
He was doing his room springing.
I mean, God, I'm only 4 decades.
No,
old.
They were on their way to visit some family in another community.
That's
how do you smell?
Wow.
With his nose?
I don't know.
Oh,
that was really good, Chad.
Yeah. Was that
Why
off the cuff?
Your...
Or were you waiting for that?
No, I was off the cuff.
Yes, because
what I do.
Everybody
Never
knows
can
your
tell.
Nose smell. Your what is it? Your feet smell and your
you
nose.
You can pick your friends, but you can't.
Your nose runs and your feet smell.
I've actually just proven that theory. You can actually pick your friend's nose.
I saw you like munching on devils.
That was awesome. It was kind of sweet, also. Oh, look at that.
See, I really did, dude.
Yeah, I would say flick that.
I do. They're massive.
That came a little too close to my pizza box.
Well, it's keeping you from eating that till tomorrow, Chad.
No. Hey, it stopped everyone. That's called dead air.
All right.
Or it's called Viva Pinata.
Mm.
Yeah, Viva Pinata. Oh. Pin Mama.
We had to actually put digital effects over that because it was so big a pause. While I pooped on the table.
Throw the cricket on there.
Corey, could you not poop on the table?
I can't help it.
So, Timmy.
Yes, sir.
We record using your Mackie DFX-12. Board.
That's correct, yes.
And you're getting kind of anal. Did I not keep it dust-free enough for you?
No, not at all. I mean, I happened to look over. Well, no, just because there is a lot of dust on it, and I was just, all that dead air there, I was getting bored.
Well, you know,
so I was just
if you take that and put it through a dishwasher, it'll be clean.
it would be, and then Chad would actually have to
you
pay me for it.
Mountain Dew on that, that's,
Well, then it'll get sticky. But if you put it through a dishwasher, it'll get clean. It'll never work again, but it will get clean.
Yeah.
He knows. He's a technician.
I'm a technician. You trust me.
I haven't really had a whole lot of time to look at to look at the internet or look at the news lately. Any big news stories this week in the comic book world or anything like that that you guys are movie world?
No, I saw that Resident Evil 3
is
coming.
Turn you on?
Yeah, was it like 4 or 5 or something like that?
Yeah, I don't believe in 3D, so I'm just going to stick with 3.
It's 4. Yeah.
There is no such thing as a third dimension.
Yeah, there is.
There are only two.
I believe in time.
Well, there's a 4. But we skipped 3.
I just don't believe in depth. I don't. I can't perceive it. I don't believe in it.
Leonardo DiCaprio just did it, so in the dream sequence thing. And then latest
Inception.
Movie. Inception?
Yeah.
He had sex with the third dimension?
He was there.
Wait a minute.
I hope his
I heard they're
no,
coming
it was
out
the
with
fifth
through.
Dimension. It was the entire band.
I heard they're coming
because
out with
otherwise,
a 3D
I just
porn.
Said he had sex with the third dimension for no reason at all.
3D porn's been out forever.
No, but they're what?
3D porn's been out forever.
They're coming out with a 3D
you know the
porn.
Whole, video streaming on the internet?
Yeah.
You know
what?
Why it's so good?
Yeah. You can watch
because
videos on the internet.
You can do that.
The technology got developed for the porn industry. The porn industry developed video streaming.
Actually, yeah. And the reason that you have Blu-ray discs instead of HD DVDs is because
the porn industry bought into Blu-ray.
With Blu-ray.
Yeah. That's
and
what
Disney.
That's what that inside
it was porn and Disney.
Throat was talking about. Is
Disney,
how it changed the...
Disney waited to find out which way porn was going.
Right.
Well, but back in the day, you could get the... Yeah. You could the 3D technology that they use at Disney and use in the theme parks. And in fact, the stuff that's used in the movie theaters was developed originally by some guy who wanted to whack off to a 3D version of
but it's supposed to be
somebody.
Done in an IMAX
Bugs
theater,
Bunny.
And I don't think they're going to be showing an IMAX 3D porn.
So they're
porn.
Doing like a 70 millimeter
yes.
IMAX.
You laugh at that, but there's people out there.
Okay,
I really want to.
It, risking giving too much away, I have whacked off to some weird stuff.
Wait a minute. Have you menstruated or masturbated?
I've masturbated while masticating and attempting to matriculate.
May I acturbate you a question?
Don't ever masturbate. That requires
a whole nother
lube.
So wait.
I don't know.
Corey, I've been writing to work. I work with Corey's
this
husband,
time
Lisa.
It wasn't me.
My husband Lisa has a vocabulary of interesting words,
so,
which aren't really words, but they're fun.
She was trying to say something was going to make something worse, and she goes, "Yeah, it masturbated the situation." And I said,
and I got this image of a poor bastard bent over with a large implement lubed up, ready to.
I'm going to masturbate. Do you mean exacerbate? Yeah, that's what I mean.
To be fair, you could have said axle bait and she would have jumped on that.
And she's my boss.
She would have jumped on that?
That's all I'm going to say about that.
No, that would hurt more.
She
wow.
would have jumped on that?
You were talking comics. So when's the next Spider-Man coming out?
Next
I heard they
Spider-Man,
got a new Spider-Man.
They got
that's
a new guy cast, probably 2012, I think.
That's what I thought. Was Hulk.
No, Mark Ruffalo's Hulk.
That's Hulk. Yeah. I don't know. Who is the new Spider-Man?
He's kind of
Dan?
Unknown, isn't he?
He was in one of his more well-known parts was in Heath Ledger's last flick, The Imaginarium of Dr.
Parnassus.
And he's also done a few other British
So it's not
flicks
Heath Ledger,
well.
It's the other guy in that movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other guys.
There's three guys.
Oh, yeah. Because Heath Ledger could do it. We've got the technology now.
Right. We're going to resurrect Heath Ledger.
I mean, we could.
You could have the technology, but
Dark Knight.
I think they're going to resurrect Brandon Lee.
It's about time.
They really should, because he was awesome.
He was great.
So there is
Brandon Lee. I'm down.
There is rumor that they are going to remake The Crow.
Yeah.
Are they going to do a gritty reboot? Because let's face it, it's going to be hard to get grittier than the original Crow.
Yeah. Fire him up.
I mean, if half the actors have no skin, gravelly. That's about it. I just can't see it. Unless they do a shot-for-shot remake, I would be down with that.
That's just psycho.
I don't think I would be down with that. The Gus Van Sant psycho shot-for-shot remake?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. What has he done since then?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. yeah. Cool. So.
Okay, so Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
New Hulk, apparently.
Oh, here we go. The new Spider-Man is Andrew Garfield.
Oh my God, he
Andrew
looks like a douche.
Garfield.
He's 26 years old and does look very douchey.
He does. He's 26. Extraordinary. He's got douche hair.
I think he looks.
He may
like
not
a...
be a douche, but he's got douche hair.
He's got that.
Let me see. I honestly think he looks like a decent.
Tim, you could have done better.
Peter Parker.
I could have done better.
I'm not going to say a word because we have not seen it happen
with my douche hair.
Timmy, I could see it. Timmy Arnold is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
In the first Spider-Man movie. That doesn't suck since Spider-Man 2.
Right, I want to hang upside down and kiss Kirsten Dunst. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, I don't think she's in it either.
She's not in it
Kirsten
either.
Dunst.
Just want to kiss her.
Kiss her okay. upside down all over.
Yeah.
Now, who they need to get
slap
back?
Slap it up, flip it, rub it down.
Way to go, Bellwether DeVoe.
Dan, you've been pretty quiet this episode. What's new, Dan?
Come on, fantastic.
What do you got to talk about today?
Star Wars Celebration 5 just happened.
Yes, it did. Woo! Yes, it did. And as I mentioned before the break, they had released some footage of some of the
deleted scenes
that they were going to be putting into the Blu-ray version of Return of the Jedi.
Now, here's the problem that you saying that way in that way. Here's the problem with that. Yes, it's Blu-ray. Blu-ray is very capable. Of lots of cool things.
Magic.
Is Lucas going to put the films together with the deleted scenes added in? If so...
Not a chance.
As it's Blu-ray, will we have the option of watching it the way we want to watch it, which is without the crap?
Right.
Now, granted, he has already said very publicly, Han is shooting second. But that's all we know.
Okay, the real question is, why is Han shooting second? Does that make him a bad guy?
Anyway,
that makes him the good guy that Lucas wanted him to be.
No, if he shoots first, does that make him a bad guy?
Yeah, because it makes him a scoundrel.
It made him a smart guy.
But he's not really a scoundrel. He's a scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Okay, well, this guy
those are two very different things.
He's going to kill you. Shoot first. Okay, and I mean, in real life, people out there who are listening, if there's a guy, I don't care if he's green or what, but if you know he's got a gun, he's coming to kill you, shoot first.
Yeah.
With a flame-throwing...
And then pay the bartender and get the hell out of there.
But the scene that they showed was supposed to take place early on in Return of the Jedi, and it's...
As you can hear from the radio drama that we just played.
And it's Darth Vader in that room he's in Empire Strikes Back.
The hyperbolic chamber.
Yeah, that chamber thing. Where, you know, back before when he took his helmet off and that one.
Yep.
Remember when that was a big deal?
Yep.
Yeah.
Back when
you get to see Darth Vader without his mask.
Oh my God, he's got a weird head.
Yeah, anyway.
he's in that.
He's calling out to Luke. And they show a picture of Luke working on his lightsaber. It's a neat shot and all, but... I'm as big a Star Wars fan as they come, but honestly, I don't think it needs to be in the movie.
No.
It didn't even look that cool to me. I mean, there's all this buzz on the internet about how awesome it's going to be.
It'll be awesome.
I'm just waiting for Kyle Newman to email me and say
people just
you're
like
wrong.
To see new stuff. It doesn't necessarily add to the story, but it's something.
It's
new
awesome. It's awesome until you show it to me, Mr. Lucas, and then I'll insult the hell out of you because I
well,
can.
No, I'm saying I can understand the editorial choice of not putting it in there. When they were in there editing it, I can see why they chose not to put that in there. It's cool and all,
it doesn't do anything for the story.
Well, and it doesn't do anything for me.
The other night I watched Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. I hadn't watched that movie in forever. I was watching it on Netflix. And as we were watching it, for one, it stretched on interminably. It was like on forever. But then we realized there were all these little scenes that it was like, I don't remember that.
It was
that.
A director's cut.
Right. Except that it wasn't advertised as such. Mm-hmm. It was just suddenly it's 2.5 hours long and there are like you know, Celts burning themselves with, you know, the fire logs and just all this crazy stuff that it's like, wait a minute, I've seen this movie 20 times before and I've never seen this. And there was all this stuff that added nothing to the story, but it was, I mean, it was kind of cool, but
yeah, it's like, why?
But there are movies that have benefited from director's cuts.
Yeah, does anyone here have the 4-hour director's cut of The Watchmen? Because I would like to see it.
So would I.
I have it. Don't somebody didn't want you guys bother borrow it?
The super long one.
Yeah,
the 4-hour.
What's that?
Yeah, the
Watchmen. The 4-hour cut. I would like to see that. That's one.
Yeah, but
it's one of those that I want to time.
And it's over too quickly.
I love the extended edition of the Lord of the Rings movies. The trilogy there where they're like 3 hours and 45 minutes or
totally
4 hours long.
For home video, absolutely.
Yeah. And I thought those were awesome, and I sat down and watched, you know, 12 hours of Lord of the Rings, like,
oh yeah,
right after another, and all of that stuff was really, really cool.
One movie that I would say benefited from a director's cut was Daredevil.
The Daredevil director's cut is a completely different movie, yeah,
as well as far superior.
I have to say, superior movie. There's no way it could have gotten worse. By adding more stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
It's not that they added more. They changed the whole story.
There was a lot of rearrangement.
They just edited differently.
It was edited differently. The story was put together. Plus, they added a subplot where Coolio, the character Coolio was playing, it's kind of where they're the public defenders defending Coolio's character, where it's totally different in the movie, made him actually into a guy who's helping people instead of this dick lawyer, you know. I don't know. Yep. It was far superior.
There's
cut
a job, a dick
of
lawyer.
The movie.
So if you really hated Daredevil, but you would like to give it another chance,
no offense.
Well, that's who I want defending me in a court of law. As a flame throwing dick lawyer.
No offense to my friends that are lawyers. Okay, Randy.
Yeah,
Rings.
All lawyers suck except for mine.
I don't know.
That's a good one. Sure, the one I have on retainer, yes.
And I'm probably the only Grudge fan in the world, but that has a director's cut that is much far superior to the
original. I've never seen
as
Grudge.
Well. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
There's a whole bunch of movies that were remakes of Japanese movies that I could care less about. And
there's some
Grudge
movies
is one of them
that are Japanese that probably could be remade in America, like Ichi the Killer. You could probably get away with making that in America.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you probably can't get away with making that in America.
Some parts.
Yeah.
Remember that weird stuff? Never mind.
There's Let the Right One In is looking actually pretty good in the American version so far. The trailer for that's looking real nice.
I gotta say, The
nice.
Grudge, those Japanese remake movies, the Japanese have a really odd sense of how the dead behave.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you know what? They want us all dead.
They have a very solid view of how the dead treat the living.
I disagree.
They don't.
I know
want
a lot of dead
alive.
People, and none of them want me dead. They don't want me over there because I'd mess them up.
And I think there was word that they were going to turn the host into an Americanized version as well, but I haven't seen the original host. I've got it in a pile.
Well, you know, they can make anything into live action. I saw a lot of Blue Girls.
No, the host was
live action movie.
Forgetting the horror movies that have been remade.
Michael just gave me a look. He knows what I'm talking about.
I personally believe that Seven Samurai is a far superior film to The Magnificent Seven.
It's the same story, but Americanized versions of the stories.
Go.
There's a lot of buzz right now about the girl with the tattoo. Is that what it's called?
The girl with the dragon tattoo.
Girl with the dragon tattoo. They're casting left and right, literally this week and last.
Yeah, I just thought there were some casting announcements.
Major casting announcements.
Speaking of something completely different, when does Sucker Punch come out? I want to see that in the theater.
March. And Zack Snyder's flicks
are
typically
kidding.
March releases.
I'm going
releases.
To go to the theater to watch this
what?
Movie.
What?
Well, then we'll have to make that a Can Man
so
meetup.
Is this Legend
show
of
meetup.
Legend of whatever come out?
Legend of the Guardian either. Comes out this fall.
This fall. So that's a Zack Snyder film that's going
to
be out.
Yeah, see, that looks really good, too. With the it talking does. Owls, I wouldn't go to see it in the theater because I'd be talking the whole time.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling I'm going to have to be
owls.
Very quiet during Sucker Punch.
I wouldn't be talking, I'd
be
hooting.
Like, what the hell
Your
is happening?
Your chin's going to be on the floor.
I am understanding that the Edgar Wright movie that's out this week,
Scott Pilgrim
versus the World, has gotten so
place.
Much good press, though.
That's
I think that this weekend is going to be the big weekend for it.
The same weekend as The Expendables.
The Expendables, yeah.
How could you possibly beat that? That has everyone in it except Jean-Claude Van Damme, who is making another Universal Soldiers movie.
You can beat that by putting good acting into a movie.
But I disagree. I'm understanding that the Scott Pilgrim versus the World is like a musical. On top of, I had no idea. I thought it was just an action movie, but it's part musical.
It's a comic musical.
So, but every review that I've read of the Scott Pilgrim movie is just beyond. It's Edgar Wright's best film ever, and he's got a lot of good work. I mean, Shaun of the Dead, Spaced, Hot Fuzz. Those are his, you know, three prior major projects. This one, it just like turns them on their ear.
Well, they couldn't have got a better good guy. They couldn't have got a better guy to play Scott Pilgrim.
Michael Cera?
Yeah, I love Michael Cera.
Yeah,
he's as awkward as they come.
Could have got the guy from Zombieland because, you know, he's pretty much a Michael Cera wannabe.
John, whatever.
I just saw Zombieland like a week ago, and I think my Facebook post after I saw that movie was, Zombieland may be a perfect movie.
I agree.
I loved it. I couldn't believe I had it.
That's not Michael Cera in there?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a guy who was also in Adventureland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also in Adventureland.
They're making a movie of...
Wait, that's not Michael Cera in Adventureland?
No.
Son of a bitch!
No, they're making a movie about the Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
And he's playing... That guy is playing Mark Zuckerberg in the movie, I think.
You would think it was Michael Cera, though. Seriously.
It doesn't. They're similar. Lord. I don't know. I think Michael Cera really makes me feel more uncomfortable. I mean, just the way he acts, you generally feel... For the guy.
I loved him on Arrested Development, though, man.
He was awesome.
I hate embarrassment humor. Ben Stiller, I can't watch 90% of his movies.
Because he's so uncomfortable?
Because he's just, look how stupid I am. I just can't do that. It hurts me physically, but Michael Cera makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Even when he's like, oh, look at this, I put an axe in my head. I think that's hilarious.
Some of that stuff, though, to me, you know, I go back and I've watched.
Who hasn't done that?
Totally lost what I was going to say.
Yeah, two cop shows. Moving on.
No. I just watched Super Bad again today on my lunch break, you know, part of it. Yeah. And I have it on my Zoom. Michael Cera, you know, it kind of starts to grind. You know, he starts to
grind
on you a little. I mean, like
Michael Cera grinds on me all the time.
Every time I see him,
I'm like, down, Michael.
He's
down, Michael.
He's a leg humper.
he tends to play. He's like a lot of actors.
Sarah plays Michael Cera.
Yes, yes.
In every movie.
Yep.
He's the same guy in Juno as he is in Superbad.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't watch Juno.
I think it can be enjoyable to watch, but it's also it's not anything new. You know exactly what it is that you're going to get.
Yeah, George Michael.
When he was George Michael, that was actually a different
character. I find it hard to believe that the kid has to actually audition for anything.
No, they're writing parts.
They write a part, and they go, oh, look, he's whimpery and whiny and wimpy. And so, oh, look, that's Michael Cera.
If he's sort of endearing.
What's going to happen when he finally hits puberty?
I was going to say, if he grows two hairs on his chest, he's done.
He's going the way of that.
He is
done. I know. He's like Corey Hayman, Corey Feldman. He's done. He might as well go ahead and start his drug habit now.
The Home Alone kid. His brother is in.
Kieran?
Yeah, Kieran is in the movie. Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, whoops.
Kieran Culkin's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Macaulay isn't.
He was Fuller in the Home Alone movies.
Yeah, he was. He was the kid that
was also in The Good Son. I think wasn't he one of the brothers in The Good Son
He might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
I think those two guys get along.
That's
so
funny.
Because Macaulay doesn't get along with many people from what I hear.
Yeah. I hear he's kind of a weirdo.
I hear he's just a raging asshole.
He never returns.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I can't judge.
I've never met the guy. I know people in the area, and from what I hear, raging. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's the best word I could come
Chad,
up with.
Chad, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever going to do a Can-Man show of the running club that's at TCR?
I was going to go last week, but then I had something come up. So
your lunch, because that's what
awesome.
Happened for
me. Is it a running gag?
No.
Every Tuesday
they get
and Thursday.
Run
every Tuesday.
Actually,
and Thursday
yes.
Now.
Run or walk. The idea is it's not sanctioned by the theater at all. But really, it's a bunch of people. That's why it's called
exercising.
The Cedar Rapids Theater Running Club. But it's a bunch of people, common interest in this case being the theater,
getting in shape.
Who, in a pressure-free, non-judgmental environment.
So
you
I
show
should
up.
Stay away because I judge.
I'm totally judging.
You are the look.
But it's nice because basically every twice a week we all meet up underneath the marquee at the theater and then just strike off on a run.
They're
we do kind of this circuit about half mile at a time. And then whenever anybody feels like dropping back and walking, then they just stop and they walk. Or if they want to jump in their car and go home and say,
and barf in the privacy
screw this.
Yes, I'm going home.
And that's what I would happens. Be doing. I'd be rolling along next to you in the car shouting encouragement like, quit being such a wuss.
I have to congratulate them, though. They
pick it up.
Really, really, really hot time.
Oh, yeah. I've run a couple of times when it was...
You're supposed to bring your pets inside, and you're not supposed to have
in the
people
you know, it was 92, 93 degrees. We've done it over the last 2 weeks. The first... The first day, there were four of us there. I think on Thursday, there were about 20 people, maybe.
Wow.
That showed up.
Well, you know what's great is that it's another opportunity for the family. I mean, the theater here. I mean, everybody's kind of family.
Yes.
And for them to get together and motivate each other to get healthy.
And you know, you're standing at the finish line, and people are taking that final lap there, and everybody's standing there and clapping and cheering. And you know, we're downtown, and you know, some of us are obviously kind of out of shape, and people are looking at us. We're running past the windows at Zinn's looking in at fancy people eating, and we're like flopping all over the place.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
It's fun. It's great.
He said they start out at the marquee at the theater. Too bad the coffee shop wasn't around the corner, because that's about as far as I can
But no, it's nice. I mean, even when it's hot and stuff, that kind of vary the route. But it's a cool thing to get people out.
I can't wear both.
You can wear the underwear on your head, but that looks ridiculous. Why? That is not a sports bra.
Why are we talking? The people have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, but now you got to
tell the story.
Time to post a picture.
I was doing laundry and I found a pair of my underwear that I like to wear. They're the boxer briefs. Had a hole in the crotch big enough for my head to fit through.
So, of course,
I put my arms through the leg holes and pulled it on. And I said, "Do you like my new shirt, Lisa?" And my husband looked at me and said, "It looks like a sports bra." And got up and walked away in disgust. Because a lot of the things I do encourage
so
us to walk
is there
away,
a picture
right?
of this on Facebook?
Nope, no pictures, no.
Okay. But there
video,
is
no,
a picture.
No,
there
shouldn't write anything down.
It could easily be recreated.
When he was getting ready to say that, I was watching your face, and you look like a little kid just putting a load in your pants. What was going through your head there for a minute,
Dan? When he was telling his story?
Yeah, you're like...
It reminded me of ABC News this morning when I looked at the ABC News website for the first time. Had a picture of the man with the biggest moobs in the world.
Moobs?
Yes.
Man boobs?
Don't.
And that's what I, for some reason, thought of
for me
when Corey brought up his story about the sports bra.
I don't actually have moobs. Here.
Hey, another walrus.
No, I really don't.
That's impressive.
I was
Let's see him.
I was really muscly when I was in the Air Force. So.
You don't really have
no, not really, Jed. I mean, really. If you got a bend to make him pop
we're
out,
not going around
but you've
the
got enough hair on the front that it shatters it anyway.
It's like a Jenny's turn.
I mean, what do I got?
Jenny,
what do I got? Like 11 chest hairs. I'm 40. That's all I'm going to get.
So this past Saturday, Dan was all excited because he shaved off his whatever was on his face. And he's like, he had this beard going, I guess.
Dan the Merciless.
He's like, Dan, I was receiving lots of compliments. He goes,
about
I shaved my face. And I'm like, you had something on your face?
Dude, I loved the beard. You really did. You could pull it off. You looked a little, if you had like little horns, you could be like Demon Dan.
No, they were comparing me to Evil Spock.
I know. That was the first. But then
Chuck was.
I liked
Chuck's
that better
Dan
than the
Merciless, and that was it for me. That's the winner.
That was the winner.
Of course, let's face it. Chuck defines cool. So.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, he does. Chuck
look
does
at that picture.
Cool.
He does.
He really does. Yeah. Coolest guy I've met in a long time, and I know both Livingston brothers.
It's the
so
yeah. It's the what?
It's the leather.
And yeah, it's the Leathers by... It is the...
Rise Above Leathers by Preston.
Who's Preston?
Chuck. Preston
that's why
is his middle name.
Oh, is it? So he's CPC.
Chuck, yeah, right here. Chuck was taken.
Chuck was taken.
Rise Above Leathers by Chuck?
Right.
No, I can see why he used
already,
Preston.
It was already there.
I would have thought he would have used his last name, Kavanaugh. That would have been cool. Rise Above Letters?
Very, very Irish.
Rise Above Letters by Kavanaugh.
I was trying to come up with a potato famine joke, but I couldn't think of anything.
Nope. I don't think there's one there.
So,
wow. Do I need to get AMC for Walking Dead? Do I need to call my cable company? And
I'm
going to
get.
AMC?
I am going to get. I'm switching from my.
You don't have AMC
just to get AMC.
Hey guys,
HD.
Just to get AMC.
We can have a viewing party at my house. I got AMC in high def. No, I don't.
I'm lying.
I have it.
I'm lying. Disregard anything I say.
Ever since it started this season,
I've never seen an episode.
I am rotating my cable schedule this fall around The Walking Dead.
I'm going to be changing from
that. Mean, are you actually
changing just so I can get AMC and Sci-Fi and HD?
Just so that you can get Walking Dead and anything else. That
is some high-level hacking skills, right there.
That's it, right now. Because I'm tired of waiting for IMON to get it. Plus. Since I no longer work from home, I have to drop one of my internet providers, or I'm going to get a big bill. So I need to pick one quick. And
you
honestly,
what I did. Just don't pay them. They'll turn it off.
Here's why I don't go with IMON with internet, because they block things like torrent sites. They block them. You search the word torrent, and it shuts off your internet. Mediacom, you
what
can search the word torrent.
What repercussions is it in?
Yeah,
it
but you can't
them.
Upload things.
No, you can't upload things in Mediacom, but I'm not planning on it.
So if you were to... You.
I don't care. I'm no, they block stuff like that. So
if Chad's house was Pirate Bay, could Mediacom get in trouble?
I can't even go to Pirate Bay because they block it on my
IMON
connection.
If they didn't, could Mediacom get in trouble?
If no. they didn't, no. They,
so well, why the hell administrate your internet service?
Exactly. That is why I'm going to drop my IMON connection. Plus, my Mediacom connection's faster.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they go up to 50 meg now.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to pay for it.
I know.
But
I'm paying for 20, 25 or whatever that is.
You're getting the 25?
Yeah.
I think I got dial up.
And I love it. I love it. So.
I'm like a girl on a tricycle compared to him.
Well, so does that mean
afraid
that
afraid of spiders?
Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm
I was
afraid
thinking
of
the same
anyway,
thing.
Anyway, I am going to go with Mediacom because on their HD package they have AMC. The only thing that they don't have that I'm really disappointed in is the Travel Channel HD. I watch that channel a lot.
But they have the actual Discovery.
Yeah, they have actual Discovery.
You
not
could
Discovery
see llamas
movies.
Humping
not
llamas.
Discovery.
Yeah, just
no,
saw
they
that
do,
tonight.
and it's wow. pretty awesome.
It was on
the
TV
whole
right there.
Mythbusters, Shark Week thing. There was some really cool shark stuff.
They
on.
Had a Mythbuster marathon yesterday, and they did the bullet lighting a match, and I was able to pause it in the super slow, and it's just crystal clear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So
I've been dealing with Quest.
We can do a ballistics report.
Quest is with DirecTV, and they do have a package that I can get AMC. And the lovely lady at Quest, Caitlin, might actually be able to help me get my AMC. And she said, well, why do you want AMC so bad? And I said, because of The Walking Dead. And so I had to go into why and what and what's The Walking Dead. And
when someone at a place like that asks me a question like that, I say, it's none of your business. Get to work.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
See this Corey.
Just a little bit.
You acerbated the situation.
Yeah. Acerbate
a holy
circle.
That like is a nice tight circle.
Acerbate is a nice tight circle.
On that note, I think I'm going to close the show.
Oh, please do.
Well, you're going to quit your job? Is that it?
Not yet.
You're going to quit? No.
No, I mean what?
Wow, why would you ask a question
the
like that?
No, I'm going to quit the show for the night. This has been episode 99. Before we leave, I want to say thank you to everybody for listening and helping keep us on the intranets for 99 episodes.
Word of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Sean's meat. Go ahead.
Sean's meat. Okay. Did you catch that? Word of the night, Sean's meat.
I caught it.
You can abuse it.
I don't know
it's okay.
That I want it.
Long as you're
we'll explain that to you after
this.
I want to say thank you to Kevin Zerbe and Elizabeth for the photos, Kevin Zerbe for the theme song, Elizabeth for singing the theme song.
Elizabeth's photos, some of them are available on the Can Man Show Facebook page. Go check them out.
Very nice stuff. Thanks to Dan for putting together these nice little lanyard things. Thanks
to
Dublin City Pub for having us in here while we record. Thank you for listening. Yeah, Dublin City! And thank you again for listening. This has been episode 99. Check us out at canmanshow.com, Twitter, at The Can Man Show, and on Facebook.
Can you call and leave a message and say...
Yeah, in our 757-7CM show, if you want to be part of episode 100, drop us a voicemail.
Love
Tell
to hear
from
you.
Tell us what your favorite Can Man Show moments have been. Maybe or, you can actually appear
and your
on
least
the
favorite
show.
Or that the best catchphrase.
Yeah, what's your favorite catchphrase?
Cock and balls.
Or like,
oh, I've never
yeah,
heard that in a while.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Wow.
But thanks so much for listening. We're going to close the show with some music by
some guy or girl.
Could be, you know what?
We have no idea.
I'm going to play Timmy Arnold because I haven't played.
That loser again?
Don't play Drama Queen.
I'm not going to play Drama Queen.
Oh, my God.
No, what's one of your favorite songs?
Isn't there a French version of Drama Queen you can play?
I have no idea.
You don't speak French?
For you?
I should record a version in French.
You should.
Or what I think might be French.
That would be even better.
Something other than Drama Queen.
Promise that you won't eat my eyes.
Is that okay if I play your music on the show there, Timmy?
So what? I'm sorry.
I can play your music on the show, can I?
Yeah, of course you can.
All right, so here we go.
I'm not rich and famous yet.
Right now, over the music that's playing underneath us right now, that's called In Decay. That's Timmy's warm-up song. And then now I'm going to play a regular song.
So excited about the music.
Thanks so much for listening.
Whatever. Hey.
See ya.
Good time.
Again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see. I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock!